name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. They seem like two contradictory terms, but they are not, and rather they are intimately linked. They are not two different things, but two aspects of the same reality. Just as a woman cannot be a mother if she does not have children, so freedom cannot be authentic if it does not have responsibility. Because to be free, we must truly be owners of our actions. He who owns his actions is truly responsible. Furthermore, being responsible also means being accountable for our actions, to someone to whom we are committed, at least implicitly. Those who do not believe in God believe that they are free from any control or responsibility, but God does not cease to exist because some do not believe in him. Being responsible means assuming the consequences of our actions before ourselves, before others, and ultimately before God. The psychiatrist Viktor Frankl, who lived from 1905 to 1997, said, "He who does not believe in God is capable of believing in anything. People who distance themselves from God and religion seek with determination pleasure and entertainment because their life has been left empty and meaningless." This is precisely the freedom without responsibility, which many people boast so much about, and which makes them more slaves than they ever imagined. They only seek pleasure and comfort as the absolute goals of their lives. Living well and enjoying life is the only reason for their existence. And many of them who seek pleasure without control are falling into the slavery of drugs, sex, alcohol. They believe they are free because they claim to be free from prejudice, and for them, it is the same to appear naked on a nude beach as it is in groups on the streets. Are they truly free? On the contrary, every day they are more slaves to their own negative feelings. They are dominated by anger, envy, pride, lies, violence, and at times, they fall into the networks of sects or esoteric groups, which instill in them the strangest beliefs and the most irrational behaviors. And so we see many people fall into total irresponsibility because they no longer want to do anything and have no respect for the elderly and less respect for their parents. Is that freedom? The psychiatrist Viktor Frankl, who lived from 1905 to 1997, said, "Freedom runs the risk of degenerating into arbitrariness unless one lives responsibly. For this reason, I recommend that the Statue of Liberty on the east coast of the United States be completed with another Statue of Responsibility on the west coast." Without responsibility, there will be no freedom. And for responsibility to exist, love is needed. Love is the sacrament of freedom. Ultimately, only love will make us truly free, for we have been created out of love and to love freely and responsibly. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.